So then people see that I am a person who is in the habit of lending money to people. So that will enhance my credit. Why should I give up my shtar? It's my piece of property. So the mandoma says, case shaver. So that means that the malve can force the levy to pay without surrendering the shtar, but the levy is entitled to protection. So there, all we can demand is a shaver. But that means that the burden of watching the shaver will be upon the levy. Upon the levy. And suppose the levy loses the shaver, so then he's just out of luck, that's all. And the mandomahu says, in case in shaver, so he says, no, that the malve, that the levy has his chus to say, I'm not going to pay up the debt unless you surrender the shtar. All right. So Magabu, so the more as the kashe, the way with you mafied by the in the gab, draw the mafu exude by best the gab. So how can best collect if it's likely that it will be conducive to a double collection? Magabu is a simeres case in shape. Some melee in this case, so he will. So in other words, when he produces a, when she produces a, who testified that just is being Yume, so Bezdin will not let her collect unless she signs a receipt, a shaver gives it to the Baal. No, that this Mishneh has reference to the case where the Mokim Shein Keisim Ksuveh, as you know. So the melee, if it's a Mokim Shein Keisim Ksuveh, so there is no possibility of a double collection, because it's a place where they don't try the Ksuveh. V'ikin masla abraisi, yudok suvoso, yudinok suvoso, nisrivok suvoso, rompu lufanero, soch lufanero, hevim lufanero kei shol psoiro, oi mato shol psulim, im yesh lo eidim bechad, mkoleim lu ksuvoso masai, vilecho yudil mo mafke eidim bahay bezni, vigavi bo da mafku liksuvoso bahay bezni, vigavi bo, oma rababuye, zi simeras kesi shida. Rapoto oma, vimokim shen kesi, ksuv askino, vo yibdo ksuvoso kotone, but it says, Voyibdo Ksuvoso, so that means it's a mocking where they do buy the Ksuve. But she claims that she lost it. So, the Kotavli, in other words, it is the price is reference to a place where they don't buy the Ksuve. But why does she say she misplaced the Ksuve, she lost the Ksuve? In other words, it just happened that here Ksuve was written. But in general, it's a place where they don't buy the Ksuve. The Kotavli, same. Mafkelei, but since it is a case where a ksuve was executed, so even though generally a ksuve is not written, but in this particular case, since a ksuve was written and she claims she lost it, she misplaced it, so there is a possibility of a double collection. So if mafkelei gavibo, my yigdo yigdo beir, yoche hain misripo, veid it mino maikel meima. Visu idoli elok sot the pshat. So the Gemara says the pshat in the price is koli ido ki kino bifaneinu dom velo yavino lo adam leidi nisri for ksuvos. In other words, so the price is saying that in the case where she claims that she lost the ksuve, so then Bezdin will not let her collect because of the possibility that she might collect twice. But if she produces a Edim who testify that the Ksuve was got burned, so then Bezdin will collect for her Messiah. And then there's no Shoshe. Maybe there will be a double collection, because since Edim testified that they saw how the Ksuve got burned, so there is no possibility that she'll go to another city, to another Bezdin, and again, because Edim testified, and we believe Edim, that the Ksuve got lost. So, Elo, Kolimdo, Kiit, Minol, Faneinu, Dome, Uli, Avilu, Adam, Edim, Nisra, Vaksuvas, Mandi, Masla, Brai, Koshna, Masnissen, Mandi, Masla, Masnissen. So, So the one who mentions Chabad way and Rav Popper in connection with the Braise coaching Amas Nissen, because the Braise mentions Sivdok Suvoso. And Rav Popper says that we got the coach Amas Nissen, the Chidin that Braise is on the behead of Sivdok Suvoso. Gavi, Valok, Amar Rav Popper, we got it, Tarets, Lo, the Chodikotoni, Sivdok Suvoso, are a Kishik, Minok, Shemitzrefu, the Gavi, who they were in case, Shemitzrefu, coach him the Amas Nissen, Nikol, and Nisne, Pluk, the Rav Popper, Rabue, Mokishik, Sivaskin. Und man, die Masne pflückte der Apoppe, der Abuja, was wissen, aber der Preis soll die Masne rei, die Wanne ich mal in und mir leid, die Käse im Schäfer, da bin ich im Schäfer, die sind so mehr als genau. Ah, now. One thing that I mentioned last year, there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, here on this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, in Yeshim Shiyotza bin Yume, so then Ksavos HaMasai. But if there are no Eidim Shiyotzes bin Yume, then she cannot collect Masai. She cannot collect Masai. So how much does she collect? Mono. But since she says that the Baal owes her Masai, and the Baal, in the case of Nisgalash, or the Yoshi, in the case of Nisamo, say that only one of all sorts, they are in the Mikzas. So the Baal or the Yoshi are made in the Mikzas. So she should be Mechuyelishwe. So the Rambam says so, that even in the case where there are no Eidim Shiyot is being Yume, so she is not entitled to collect, so Bezdin will not collect Masai, and Bezdin will only collect one of, but a shvue de reise he has to take. And if he doesn't take a shvue de reise, so then he has to pay the whole Masai, like every maiden mixas. And the Raimed is chayav. Perik tezayim milches ishes halocha chotei. Halocha chotei. Ki meres tzuon iseisi. Vi ikak sevorai. והבאו יהיו שופעים ונבולניסיס, ואין לו אלו מאו, אם יש אינם שראו שעושו לו אמינו גייס, שנוע גוון שאיסי לעשיסו מפסור, כי מניסים חול, או יקסורים, או מלבוש ידוע, או ישור דבורים, שנעיסים כך, או מפסור, הרי זה בטלס מסי. The Rambam doesn't mention you to the new more ratio ברוע, because that can vary from place to place, from time to time. In other words, the essential thing is, if the Arabian would testify that that which is universal, customer to be done when Ipsulo gets married, if that took place at the time of the wedding, it's a raya, that's what he says, whether it consists of Reisha Pohua or Binume or whatever. So, as long as the wedding conformed to all the incidents of the wedding of Ipsulo, ואם הוא יעבר כיום, יש לו להשביע שהוא עשה תירו, שהרי זה במקצוע שפיים. אמר אברום, שהוא עשה תירו אין כאן, שהרי כפיר השיב את כחוץ. So the right is right. The right is right because the right says, and that's a gemore in Bomitzi, a Dabdalet, in other words, that when somebody produces a shtar, when somebody produces a shtar, so mimele, there is no shvui. Why? Because what if there is a shtar, so it can be gave from Shibodi, from Kakois, it can be gave from Kakois, and so mimele in Jum al Kfirash mit Kakois. Now, the Rambam
Rishwes here, the Rambam Rishwes. Thank you.
Now the Rambam in Pirik Zayin Bilche Shvues. Halacha Gimel. We got the Shvues at the Kodim. What's the halacha of Shvues at the Kodim? That if somebody is Tevea Mechaver Momen Rubein, he is claiming Momen from Shimon. And Shimon is Kefir. And he is Nishba. He swears that he doesn't owe it. And then, HaTevea Chaver B'Momen, Pirik Zayin Bilche Shvues. שאם העיד בו יהיה חייב לשאול בקופה ונשבע, או שישביע את הבאה בקופה, הרי זה הנתבע הוא חייב בשבוע ספקות. אף על פי שוריון עונה, שבשבוע ספקות מאחד הנתבע מפי עצמי ואחד שישביע אחר בקופה, אף על פי שוריון עונה חייב, שכפירו שיחה שישביע את הבאה כאני אסון. סודן דרמב״ם סייז נעלות פרק זיין הלוך הגימו, וכן אם טובי בקרקע, אוי בעבד, אוי בשטר, וכופר ונשבע פותר משווה ספקות וחי בשווה סביטו שהרי נשבע על שקר שהרי נשבע על שקר. So if somebody claimed, produced the star and he was kefir and then, and of course it's false, he was nishbע, so then he's potter משווה ספקות. Why? Because there is no משווה ספקות on card. So the Rambam himself passed this in respect to Shvuah Sapikodin, that if he was Tiveya, Bishtar, and then he was Kefir, of the Nishba, and then he was made there that he was Nishba Lashekeah, so he spot on the Shvuah Sapikodin. Why? Because a Nishboino Akakois. So the same thing should be true. When somebody is made Bishtar, and that is given from the Karaka, so the melee, there shouldn't be Shvuah. Why does the Rambam pass me? Ligabi Ksuve. Why does the Rambam pass me? Ligabi Ksuve. That Mishedim Shero, She. So, Vimemo Edim Bozea, is the Teles Mono. And Yeshlo Lashbiri. Shvuah Satero Sharedim Mixes Taile, but there is a Kfir Shemit Kakois. So, why? So, apparently, the Rambam distinguishes between Shvuah Sapikodin, so if there is a Tviya Bishtar, so then there is no Chiyuv of Shvuah Sapikodin, there is no Kol. Why? Because in Nishboi like a Kohes, and Ligabei Shvuah of Meden Mixas, so even though it's Bishtar, so then there is a Chiyuv of Shvuah Meden Mixas. What's the difference? So I don't want to go over the whole thing, but the gist of Reb Chaim's teretz consists in one point. In other words, if there is a shtar, so then there is a shibud an karkois too, if there is a shtar. So, but in the shtar there is a shibud an karkois and a mitalter. It's true that mitalter you cannot be given from the rikiach. But in 80 days you can become the mitalvon too, after an agreement al kafir. But once the leiv is sold, then the malve cannot collect from the mitalvon that is already b'shus al keach. But as long as they are b'shus al leiv, then the malve can collect from mitalvon also in 80 days after an agreement al kafir. So that means if it's a new rebishtar, so then there is a shibud mitalvir and there is a shibud kakoiz. So, ligabi shvuyot meidin miktsas. So in other words, if, let's say, the isha produces iksuv, and she demands mosai, and the baal says, almona niseisich, and she produces iksuv, she doesn't produce iksuv, she says the iksuv was never. Anyway, it's a milve bishtar. So, then, and he says, Almona Niseisich, and I owe you only money. So Mele, true, that Kakoyes are Mufke of Shvuah. So Karke cannot be Mechayev Eshvuah. But when somebody has a Milve Bishtar, or it might best mean that he's also is given from the Karke and is given from the Mitalter, so Mele, true, that insofar, so when the person is is the way a Milve the Star. So in effect, he's the way above. He's the way of Tautolin, he's the way of Kakois. Suppose he cannot collect from Kakois, the Malve, but Mitautolin are available. Suppose the Leve does not have any Kakois. He just has Mitautolin. He can collect from the Mitautolin. So even though Kakois are not Mechayel Ishue, but the Mitautolin is Mechayel Ishue. The Mitautolin is Mechayel Ishue. So that's why the Rambam Paskins Legabi Meir and Mixas. The Rambam Paskins that if the Ishe, if the Ishe demands Mosaic of the Ksuvi, Psulon is Eisia, and the Baal says, Almonon is Eisia. So the Baal, if he wants, if he doesn't want to pay Mosaic only money, he has to take Ishwe. And if he doesn't take Ishwe, so then Bezni will force him to pay Mosaic. So the Ravid says, no, how can Bezni force him to pay Mosaic? But after all, in Ishboi Nakakoes, the answer is, if there is a Ksuve, so then there is a Shibut and Kakoes and a Mitautarim. So both the Mitautarim of the Baal are Mishuve to the Isho, and the Kakoes of the Baal are Mishuve to the Isho. So suppose the Baal does not have any Kakoes available from which to collect. He has no Kakoes. He just has movable property from which to collect. So then the Isho will be able to collect, to live in attachment and the Mitautarim of the Baal. So true, as far as the Kakois are concerned, the Kakois cannot be Mechayel in Shwe. And what does Shwe mean? Shwe is not in Mitzvah Saseh. Shwe means a Mitzvah Mechayel in Shwe. So if he claims Mosaim, and the Levi says, I owe you only 100 zuz, so then he has to swear that he owes him only 100 zuz. And if he refuses to swear, then he has to pay 200 zuz. So Shvuyeh really is not a mitzvah. Shvuyeh means it's a mimonashach, it's an alternative. You want to pay only 100 zuz, swear. You don't want to swear, pay 200 zuz. So Chiyuv Shvuyeh means a Chiyuv moment in the alternative. Either you swear, or you pay 200 zuz. So Mele, in the case where the Ksuve can be nigves, where an attachment can be levied on the Kakois of the Baal and on the Mitautarim of the Baal. So Mele, the Isho has his chus to tell the Baal, you want to pay only 100 zuz? So then you have to swear. If you don't swear, then I'm going to levy an attachment on your Mitautarim to the extent of 200 zuz, because two the Kakois are not Mechayel Ishwe, but I am claiming Mitautarim also, because an Ishe Malve can collect from Kakois and can collect from Mitautarim. So Mimele, the Ishe can tell the Baal, the Malve can tell the Leve, now, if you don't take Ishwe, then I am going to collect from the Mitautarim. The Mitautarim is Mechayel Ishwe. That's in regard to Ishwe of Midin Mikzas. So there the Ishwe means, what does Ishwe mean? You swear, or if you don't swear, so you have to pay. So Ishwe of Midin Mikzas really means he's Mechayel to pay in the alternative. In other words, if he doesn't swear, he's Mechayel to pay. As the alternative, for not swearing, he has to pay. He has to pay what? Kakoes or Mitautarim. If the Aloha had been that the Milve Bishtar can only be given from Kakoes, then it couldn't be Mechayel Ishwe. Because if the alternative consists of paying with Kakoes, some Mele Kakoes are not Mechayel Ishwe. But the alternative is not to pay with Kakoes. Kakoes or Mitautarim. So too, as far as the obligation of paying with Kakoes is concerned, so Kakoes cannot be Mechayel Ishwe. But as far as the obligation of paying with Mitautarim is concerned, so Mitautarim can be Mechayel Ishwe. That's in regard to Brei Mitzvos. Mashinki in regard to Shwe Sapikodim. So the work of Shwe Sapikodim is a Chiyuv of Gzeila. וידבר על השם עומד שלו אימא, ויקרו היי, פוסיכו, נפש כיסחת ומר לו מר לו בעל השם, וכיחת במיסי וכל מיני בצמסיות, או לגוד זה ראש הכס המיסי, או עם מוצא עבידי וכיחת בו, ונדבר השוקר, הלך הזאת להשייה זו עוד המלאכתי ואימא, והוא יוקייך טוב ראשי, ואיש וסגזיל אשר גוזר, או יסעים שכאשר ראשו, או יספיקות מאשר הוב כתידי, או יסעבית אשר מוצר, או יסעבית אשר מוצר, אוי מכל אשר נשום עלו והשקע משיל המייסים בראשי, וחמישו סוף יסיף עלו, לאשר הוא לא יתננו ויהיה משמוסים. So, it's mentioned, ואיש וסגזיל אשר גוזר, או יסעים כאשר ראשו, So the Esther Vahish Vizagzelo is mentioned in the parasha, in the psukim of Shavuos HaPikot. What do we see from that? That the chiyuv of Shavuos HaPikot, the chiyuv of Shavuos HaPikot, of bringing an oshon, and of paying a keren, and the chilesh, and bringing an oshon, that's a chiyuv for gzele. So in other words, when somebody, Reuven, claims money from Shimon, and Shimon says, Ein lo b'yod iklum, Ein lo b'yod iklum. So Mele and his Nishba, La Sheker. So then he's Mechuyif Peker and Chemesh, and he has to bring an Oshon. So the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Gzele. In other words, it's a Maisei Gzele committed through the Kriya. By being Kefir Momi, that he owes Lechavele, he in effect gazzles the money through the Kriya. So he gazzles the money. So a Maisei Gzele can be constituted by just taking away the chifetz from the Rishus HaBaili, and a Maisei Gzele can be constituted by the Kfir. So the Mechayev of Shmuel HaPikotin, of the Keren, the Chimesh, and Losho, is the Maisei Gzele that is constituted by the Kfir. So the Mele, in the case of a Kefir, a Milve Bishtar, a Kefir, a Milve Bishtar, so here we say just, the logic operates inversely. In the case of Medem Mikzas, so suppose the Malve will not be able to collect from the Kakoetz, but he'll be able to collect from the Mitalton. Will he not have his chus to collect from the Mitalton? Of course he'll have his chus. So Mimele, even so, in the case where someone is a Medem Mikzas in a Milve Bishtar, so, in effect, he's made a shibut, that the Malveh has a shibut in his mitaltelin, and that the Malveh has a shibut in his kakoetz. Suppose the Malveh will not be able to collect from the kakoetz, but he'll be able to collect from the mitaltelin. So, he'll collect from the mitaltelin. So, the Malveh, since he's in the mixas, so the kakoetz is not the chayvish way, but the mitaltelin is the chayvish way. מה שאם כן אם ניגע את החיוב או קרן חימש לא שום אפשו יש הפיקודם which is a חיוב זהירה so in order to be מחויב קרן חימש לא שום he has to gather all the shibudim so we may like suppose who is kvire he'll just withhold the shibudim and the kakoiz but he will not he will withhold the shibudim and the mitalkal but he will not be mineya the shibut, he will not withhold the shibut and the kakoetz, then cannot be considered as gazling the chayv. When can the leve be considered as a gezel? Mami chavere, only when he, through his kfire, he withholds all kinds of collection. Collection from italtelin, collection from kakoetz, some mele, so suppose he will just withhold the collection from the mitaltelin, but he will not withhold the collection from the kakoyim, he will not be higher the keren chemish losho. Now, but he denied everything. When Reuven said to Shimon, mon lebiotfo, it's ishtachem, it's a milve shebishtah, and he denied, I don't owe you, and then he was made there that he did owe him. He did only, so that means, so he's not chayiv shvuos hapikon. Why? Because he can only be mechuyev on the basis of gzeilas hamonei. And when is there a gzeilas hamonei? Only if he was kefir, all the shibudim that in here, and the kakoeis, and the shibudim that in here, and the mitalkalim. Suppose he will withhold, through his kfirah, the leve will withhold the collection from the mitaltar, but he will not prevent through his kfire the collection from the kakoyans, he will not be hired, Mr. Gasser, because the malve is still able to collect his debt. So the debt, the mummy was still not nigzal from the malve. So the only reason is why the leve, who was kefir the mummy in chavere, is hired keren chedesh rosho, because through his kfire he withheld collection not only from the mitaltalin, he withheld collection from the kakoyis as well. But, so in other words, so the kakoyis is an item, is a factor in being mechayevim ikel chenish rosho. So since kakoyis have a mufke of gzele, of shvuye, so merely cannot be chayev. This is what he says. Oh, he says, the bikor ben shvuo, vinirech, וכן דאגון ובשיבות חייב, דהיכה דניפתא מהקקויס, ונזבטל חייבה, וחייב לשאול מן המטלטלים, וכן ניפתא מן המטלטלים, ובוטל אחיו וכל אחיו על הקרקע, על כישף יכול ובדינקו ושבועה מדין חייב שבועה. דבקור ושבועה, הרי אחיו ועל כפיר עשה חייב ובזלוסה, וכן דבלוי כפיר עשה קקויס, ונמיש להם פתור החייב, ונמצא דכפיר עשה וגזל עשה חייב, ניש להם משניהם ביחד. וכפירס המטלטלין ולא יקקוינס, הרי הכפירס שיבות ולא עצם החיים, וכפירס עצם החיים הוא רק מקרקע ומטלטל מיחד. Suppose the labor through his kvire will withhold collection from the mitaltalin, but the malva will still be able, in spite of the kvire by the labor, to collect from the kakoyes, the labor will not be hired, shvuyes akakoyes, because the labor did not gather the chayves yet, because the malve is still in a position to collect from the kakoyes. So the only reason as why he becomes a gazlan is because through his kvire he withheld and he prevented the collection in any way. Collection from the mitaltalin, collection from the kakoyes. So that means that withholding collection from the karke is indispensable towards the gzeila sachayim, gzeila samonim. If you only prevent collection from the mitaltal without withholding collection from the karkoyis, so then it will not be considered gzeila samonim. So the mele, the kfiras shivut karkoyis is a necessary element in the gzeila samonim. So that's why there is no chiv. Mashenki ligabe make the mikzas. So even, so the logic works that way. Because suppose a malve will not be able to collect from kakoyes. He'll still be able to collect from mitaltalin. So mele, even though as far as the kakoyes are concerned, that cannot be Mechayim Shvuyeh, but the idoya of the mitaltalin is Mechayim Shvuyeh. So he is able to collect from the mitaltalin. That's why there is a chiyuv of Shvuyeh that made it exist. By Shvuyeh. All right.
What is that Rambam Rabbi again?
Rambam, Pirk Zayin Milchashishis.
No, the one in Shvuyeh.
The Rambam is Pirk Zayin Milchashvuyeh Salah.
Very nice. Thank you. Devanos Kusum continued, Chesivane Toshim Membez, May 30th, 1982, on Sunday continued.
So then there would be such a divergence of Yitzhiyas. But according to the Chasam Sefer, there is a Machlekes in Yitzhiyas, but it's not, it doesn't involve such a divergence in the Yitzhiyas. In other words, both agree that it comes out from the same source. But the question is, does it originate in the same cause or in a different cause? So according to Levi, when he says Shtei Mayonis, so it means that Shnei Mayonis, that it originates in a different cause, and according to Rav, it originates in the same cause. Now there is a shayla. Many women have that problem. There is such a thing, a phenomenon, as ovulation bleeding. Menstrual bleeding is something that affects every woman. If it doesn't affect the woman, so that's an abnormal condition. But ovulation bleeding, so the ordinary woman is not affected is not faced with that problem, but certain women, that's an abnormal condition. So have what is called ovulation bleeding. At a time when they ovulate, so they bleed. Now the question is whether ovulation bleeding makes the woman into a nidah or not. Of course, with halacha, everybody passes that she has to count zayin if a woman has ovulation bleeding. But it seems to me that according to the Chasam Sefer's pshat in the Gemara, according to the Chasam Sefer's pshat in the Gemara, that the machlekes between Rav and Levi is not on the question as to whether it comes from the mokel or it doesn't come from the mokel. Of course, it all comes from the mokel. In the Yemeteya, it also comes from the Mokia. But the Machlekes is whether it originates in the same cause or in a different cause. So, according to Rav, so it originates in the same cause. And still, is she stero? Why is she stero? Because it's a Gnosa cause. It's a Gnosa cause. So, Mimele, since it originates in the same cause, in the same physiological cause, so the mele, she eats toye, even in the case of Shifas. Even in the case of Shifas, it's toye. Case of Shifas, so it certainly originates in the same cause, because the flow started, let's say, on the 14th in the afternoon, and it didn't stop, it continued into the night of the 15th. So, according to Ra, so Shifas mitei chavoso lachar avoso, so he's lekule. So it's toya. Why? Because of the zeras akos. Now according to Levi, that the reason as to why b'mitei is toya is because it originates in a different cause. But suppose we know it originates in the same cause as in Yemileide, let's say in the case of Shifas, so then it is tomei. So according to Chasam Sefer's pshat, it appears from this Gemara that according to Levi, that's how it appears superficially, that according to Levi, since the discharge of dam in the Yemiteya originates in a different cause than the cause of the flow in the Yemileide, so Mimele, the reason is why it's toya in Yemiteya, because it's not only the it originates in a different cause. So it should follow that now in regard to the discharge that takes place in Yemiteya, there is a machlekes whether it originates in the same cause or a different cause. But in regard to ovulation bleeding, that certainly originates in a different physiological phenomenon. On the contrary, I mean, physiologically speaking, so ovulation bleeding originates in an antithetical phenomenon than menstrual bleeding. But, so according to Sam Sefer, she should not become a woman. I think that even to say that the machlekes between Rav and Levi is on the question as whether it originates in the same physiological cause or not is also difficult. Because why should there be a machlekes and in the name of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is what it is. Why should there be a machlokes between Rav and Levi? Alright, so he reduces the difficulty. He reduces the difficulty to a minimum, the Chasam Sefer. If we were to assume that according to Rav, it comes out from the Mokir, but it's Igzeres HaKosuv that it's Toyer, and according to Levi, it doesn't even emanate from the Mokir, it comes out from the Bisachitze. Alright, then there is such a wide divergence in the Mitzvahs between what Rav says and Levi says. And the Chasam Sefer reduces the difficulty to a minimum, but it's still difficult. How can there be machlekes in mitzvahs? Why does Rav say one way and why does Levi say the other way? In the mitzvahs is one way. I think that according to Rav and Levi, so the discharge that takes place in the Miteya, so of course it emanates from the same source, from the uterus, not from the Bisachitze. In other words, menstrual bleeding emanates from the walls of the uterus, and the bleeding that takes place in the Yemiteya also emanates from the walls of the uterus. But so that's according to Rav and Levi, but it emanates from a different cause, according to Levi and according to Rav. But the machlekes between Rav and Levi is on that question. If something emanates from the uterus, from the mokir, but it's not of menstrual origin, it's of a different origin, let's say like ovulation. It emanates from the walls of the uterus, but it's not of menstrual origin. It's of ovulatory origin, in which, physiologically speaking, it is just the antithesis. Antithesis, a certain doctor explained it to me. So it is just the antithesis of menstrual origin, ovulatory origin. So, but it emanates from the same place, from the same source, from the walls of the uterus. So according to Rav, when the Torah is mitamei dam nido, it does not limit itself dafke to menstrual bleeding. It means any bleeding from the body. Any bleeding from the body. So the melee, he says, al pidin it's my rechot. Two, it emanates from a different cause than the bleeding that takes place in the emulating. But al pidin it's considered my rechot, in as much as they all emanate from the body, from the walls of the uterus. And Levi says no, Shnei Mayotzi. Because when the Torah is mitamei dam nido, the Torah limits it to menstrual bleeding. But something that is not menstrual bleeding, even though it emanates from the mokeh, that doesn't come within the work of dam nido. So the reason is why Yiviteya Shinsteiro, because it's not dam nido. Whereas, according to Rav, anything that emanates from the mokeh, any bleeding that emanates from the mokeh, so is considered to be dami. So in other words, so there is no machlokes in it. As a matter of fact, there is the Bes Yosef Shita is, the Ramot doesn't pass like that, but the Bes Yosef Shita is, and the Raivet in his Perush and Tiraskeani has the same Shita, the Raivet. But the Bes Yosef Shita is, now sometimes a woman has a makor. So of course, if the makor is not in the mokir itself, it's in the Beis Achitze, outside the uterus, the makor, then of course she is not naked. If she has an ulcer in the Beis Achitze. But suppose a woman has a makor, an ulcer, in the uterus itself, and that gives rise to bleeding, because she has an ulcer in the uterus. So the shita of the Bes Yosef is that she is a nido, even though it's a damako. But Gemara says damako is not mitame, so that has reference to damako in Bes Achitze. But if the mako exists in the uterus itself, in the mokeh, then she is a nido anyway. The Rambam doesn't pass like that. But this is Shitun Bes Yosef, and the Ravet in Spirush and Tereski, and he says the same thing like Bes Yosef. As a matter of fact, I mean, what, while many Rabbonim will probably say that that Bes Yosef's Shita is very strange, it's not strange at all, because if somebody just reads up, I mean, on menstruation, so he'll see readily that every menstrual bleeding is damar. But the only difference between a bleeding of the akko in the mokeir and menstrual bleeding is because if the bleeding is a result of an ulcer in the mokeir, that's abnormal. But this damako is a normal thing. I mean, so every woman, every month, she has that kind of bleeding. But menstrual bleeding is a bleeding that results from the bursting of the veins. But it's a natural thing. So that's probably the reason as to why the Rambam is chilek on Bes Yosef. And the Rambam says that if it is established that the bleeding is not menstrual origin, but because the woman has an ulcer in the uterus, so then she's sterile. Why? Even though every menstrual bleeding is a damako, but that's a natural mark. Now, for example, there is a machlekes between the Nedev Yehuda and the Tiferes Lameishi. Machlekes. Suppose a woman, that's one of the most common shilas. A woman goes to the doctor and the gynecologist, and he introduces an instrument into the uterus. And then, because of the insertion of an instrument into the uterus, so then she bleeds. But the doctor knows that she will bleed. Why? Because the insertion of the instrument into the uterus irritates the tissue, and then it results in bleeding. I mean, if you push an instrument into your throat, so it will also irritate and there will be bleeding. So if you push an instrument into the uterus, naturally it irritates. It irritates the tissue of the walls of the uterus, and it results in bleeding. But that's not menstruation. That's not menstruation. I mean, the same thing will happen if an instrument will be introduced into the uterus of a woman who is already after menopause. So she'll still bleed because it irritates the tissue. Now, according to Nedev Yehuda, if an instrument is inserted very deeply, if the instrument is just inserted up to the cervix and it doesn't penetrate into the uterus, so then she's certainly not an eagle, because that's damako in the Beisachitz. But if it is inserted into the mokeir, in the mokeir, that's the uterus. So then, according to Yehuda, she has to count Zayakim. And even if she doesn't see any dam, so Yehuda says, because in Psichas HaKeva Beloi Dam, so Mimele, in as much as an instrument was introduced into the uterus, so it's impossible not to have a drop of dam. Even though she makes a bdikah, she doesn't see any dam. So she didn't detect. But in Tiferes Lameishi says, no. Even if she finds dam, but that's damako. And of course, the Tiferes Lameishi, the machlekes between the Nedev Yehuda and the Tiferes Lameishi is in regard to the psak of the Rambam. Because according to the Bes Yosef, so it doesn't make any difference. So even damako, even damako is mitame heretz nida. But the Rambam paskins that the damako in the mokeir itself does not make her into a nida. So the question is, suppose he introduced an instrument. Now, what's the pshat of Nedev Yehuda? So it's not, you know, like some so-called enlightened modern rabbi. So they say Nedev Yehuda passed in that way because Nedev Yehuda was not a scientist. He didn't know. He thought, the Yehuda thought that as a result of inserting an instrument into the uterus, so that arouses the menstruation. Which is nonsense. And the Yehuda did not for a moment assume that way. But the Yehuda also knew that when a woman bleeds as a result of the insertion of an instrument in the uterus, it's not because the insertion of the instrument into the uterus arouses menstruation. I mean, that will take place even a woman after menopause. But the shita is, inasmuch as every menstrual bleed is damako. It is damako. Essentially, it's damako. So, why does the Rambam say that a damako, even the moker, does not make on the needle? Because true that menstrual bleeding is also mako, but this is a natural mako. So the Rebbeinu Shalom created a woman that way. So only that mako that is a natural thing, so that makes her into needle. But if the mako is an abnormal condition, so then it does not make her into a needle. So memele, the Mibhuda Shiti is that even according to the Rambam, since it's natural for a woman to have an instrument inserted into the uterus, so the male, it's considered like a natural mako. So this bleeding, which is caused by the irritation of the tissue of the uterus, is like the bursting of the veins in the walls of the uterus. That's also a mako, but that's a natural thing, so the Torah declared it as damido, as stomach. So this also. And the transformation she takes to the country. Anyway, so in final analysis, if we explain the machlekes between Rav and Levi, not the way the Chasam Sefer explains it, it's still a machlekes in Mitzias. It's still a machlekes in Mitzias. But, and so then the contrast Sefer appears that suppose we know that a certain bleeding in the mokia, so emanates from a different cause than menstrual bleeding, so then she wouldn't be tonic. I mean, so then ovulation bleeding should not be tonic, you know. But if we say that there is no machlekes in mitzias between Rav and Levi, and that both Rav and Levi agree as to the mitzias is, it comes out from the same source, from the mokia, and the mitzias is that it originates in a different cause. But the shaila is indeed, if something emanates from the mokia, but it emanates from a different cause than the cause of menstrual bleeding, whether it's considered amnido or it's not considered amnido. So according to Rav, it's considered mayon echod, and according to Levi, it's considered shtei mayonis. And of course we pass like Rav, so that means if a woman has ovulation bleeding, so she is a nido midraisa, because it emanates from the same cause. I mean, when we learn Neiskusim, so we'll see. I mean, in my opinion, that the Gemara also discusses that according to some Rishon, the Gemara mentions ovulation bleeding. I mean, if we understand the Gemara pattern, right? So that is the machlekes between Rav and Levi. All right. I'll have to start within the next 5 minutes, the next year. Now, so for Tuesday, please go over very carefully the whole Gemara. And if you can look up the Chidushi HaRashbo, in the regular Chidushi HaRashbo, and so you don't have the Chidushi HaRashbo and the Niskusi. You only have up to the end of Machelas. But there is a special Chidushi HaRashbo that has a bomitzie and nide, bomitzie and nide together. In Nisan, it has an iragun and ambomitzie. We made that. That the Baal is memo. That the Baal is memo. The issue is not memo. So, Ochanan Misad must listen to the ratio of the Mishnah called the Ramliel. Kinishan of the Boru, maybe. Even though the Rabbi Gamliel says that the Isha is Memones, that's only the case where the Isha is staying in Stanis Borin, the Baal is staying in Tan Shemo. Mashenke in this case, in the Rishon Mishneh, where the Baal is also paying time is Vori, so then Rav Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that the issue is not Nemanes, that the Baal is made it. So if we say like this, so we can understand this why in the Sefer it says, who made the Rabbi Yeshua. So who made the Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, so in other words, because in the Rishon, so, Rav Gamliel is made it, because in the Reish, Rav Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that the issue is not the menace, so in the Seife, Rabbi Yeshua is made it to Rav Gamliel, that is, so in the Seife, Rabbi Yeshua is made it, that is the menace with the me. So, because of the Kavushim, the Chilal the name of Rav Gamliel be made it, or say Shapiro be the Rabbi Yeshua. Kalei Ma'af Agav did the Reishe. So why does the Gemara say or Nachem in Nachanam and Mistabre that the Reishe accord with Rav Gamliel also? Because, but even if we say that the Reishe does not accord with Rav Gamliel and that Rav Gamliel holds even the Reishe so that the Reishe can collect the Messiah even though there are no Eidim, Sheyotzes, Beinume, according to Rav Gamliel. We still can understand as to why in the Sefer the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Meide Rabbi Yeshua. Because of the Kushe, the Chulai the name of Rav Gamliel be Meide. Or the Shapur of Meide Rabbi Yeshua. So they are Rafa Gav to the Reishe Paldin Aloch. The Reishe Paldin Aloch, because if we say that Rav Gamliel is not made, that the Reishe of the Mishnah does not accord with Rav Gamliel. So that means, who is the Moreh the Shmaitzeh of the Reish of the Mishneh? Rabbi Yeshua. And he, in the Reish of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is Chelek Rav Gamliel. Because in the Reish of the Mishneh says, and that's Rabbi Yeshua, that there are no Eidim Shiyotzes Beinume. So then, the Yishe cannot collect. The Yishe cannot collect, Rabbi Yeshua is saying. And according to Rav Gamliel, even in that case, even if there are no Eidim, the Yishe can still collect Messiah. So Rabbi Yeshua in the Reishe is Chelek Rav Gamliel because he says only if there are Eidim Shiyotzes Beinume. But if there are no Eidim Shiyotzes Beinume, then Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishneh that the Yishe cannot collect. The Yishe cannot collect. So he's saying the same thing. Even though I Rabbi Yeshua, I am Chelek you in the Reishe of the Mishneh, in the case of the Reishe. But in the case of the Sefer of the Mishneh, I agree with you. So, claim half of the Reishe Paldin Aloch, the Sefer Medin Aloch, half of the Reishe, the Sefer Inin in Echot, Kei Chadasya, the Shapir, Omeide Rabbi Yeshua, Yair, Rav Gamliel, the Meide, half of the Meide, Rav Gamliel, the Meide, Omeide Rabbi Yeshua. So then, Teisa says, to be Miyashit, Rashit, Pshat. ויש לי אשר, תובד, הייתי הייר רב גמליל במידה, שי יכוניס לשפטי רומידה רבי ישוע, אבל גם לא הרי מי ינכו, כלי מדע גם ביטון את מילסה דמידה רבי גמליל, תון אינם את מילסה דמידה רבי ישוע, אבל יד לא הייר רב גמליל במידה, ושי יכוניס לי, ומיד רבי ישוע להשמינון, אבל כאן זה פורט ברנשא, מידי בסייפה, כי ברנשא בסייפה אין לו מי ינכו. In other words, so we can answer that kasha against Rashi. Because if we say that the Reish of the Mishneh, the Reish of the Mishneh accords with Rav Gamliel too, so that means that in the Reish of the Mishneh, Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua. And in the Sefer of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rav Gamliel. So then there is a certain parallelism. In other words, who made Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, just as in the Reish of the Mishneh, so Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that if there are no Eidim Shiyotzes Beinume, so then the Yishe cannot collect Mosayim, just as in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh. Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, so in the case of the Sefer of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rav Gamliel. So there is a certain parallelism. But if we say that the Reish of the Mishneh does not accord with Rav Gamliel, so in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh, Rav Gamliel is not made to Rabbi Yeshua. On the contrary, Rav Gamliel is Chelek, and it's only Rabbi Yeshua says that Aloche in the Reish of the Mishneh. So there is no parallelism. Just because Rabbi Yeshua is Chelek on Rav Gamliel in one year, and is not Chelek And Rabbi Gamliel, another Indian, because of that he should say, Umeyde Rabbi Yeshua, so there is no parallelism. Alright. Because in the Reishe, Rav Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua. In the Sefer, Rabbi Yeshua is made it to Rav Gamliel. Ah, but we lie Rav Gamliel to made it. We shy from Israel made Rabbi Yeshua. Lash me, laugh about the point of the Reishe made the Sefer. Kim the Reishe the Sefer. Ain't no mean an echot. Ah, but Koshe, the way Havu will make a but. Rashi's Pshat is still difficult. Ah, but Koshe, the Havu will make a Ramiki Koye. The Hadash, the Name of Yosha Kuntres, Amiga. Because even according to the Havamin of the Gemara. So, the Pshat was, so when the Sefer, in the Sefer, of Yeshua says, so the Zusha of Bechoi, so Kachpiro Imenu, Shunemon, Shapes, Orosa, Wapeshinikia, so even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though I was Chelik and Yuram Gamriel, in the case of Misharatanin Nasti, in Stachos of Decho, we who email loy elom mie el achel aras nenas achel aras tich nenas. So this is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Even though I do not agree, I Rabbi Yeshua do not agree with your shite, with the effectiveness of mige in the case of Misharasan Nasti, but in this case I agree with you that Mige is effective. Mige is effective. So even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua already said, made the Beimel, Chavir, son of Yeshua, Bichol, so he had reference to the Mige. We nearly don't have to push it. How can the Chibori v'Shemadom, when we born in the Polish from Gamliel Bereshit. Now, after that, the Chibori v'Shemadom, Midran Gamliel, Mishum Dilaf, Shema Mamishu, Midkom, Abomin, Rabbi Yeshua, I am Rabbi Shleim, I am Gamliel, Bimei Nekelim, after that, the Chibori v'Shemadom, Midran Gamliel, the Baal Nemon, Hain Victoni, Umid Rabbi Yeshua, the Baal Bori Nemon, the Saul Kedai Toch, the time of Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Bori, Vishemo, the Zainiteve, Kipira, the Kuntres. In other words, the Havamina of the Gemore was like Rashashit. Rashashit, they are living there. Because Rashashit, they are living there, is even according to Maskone of the Gemore. That Rabbi Yeshua only applies Mige in the case where the Morekame, the son of the Morekame, so he doesn't know anything. He is only Tein Shem. So the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua says, so the Zusha of Bicholis, in the case of the Zusha of Bicholis, Ukachtio Neno, Shu Nemon, is not because of Mige. If the Mige by itself, so Mige the Boitoin, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't rely on Mige the Boitoin, Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because since it turns out now that the father of Shimon, Reuven says to Shimon, so the Zusha of Bichoriso. So as a result of the Indoyed by Reuven, so it turns out that Shimon is a Morekame, so Mamele, that Mige the Boitoi is a middle age, because in Karke there is no Tophus. So Mamele, since it is established on the basis of Reuven's Indoyed, that the Morekame was Shimon's father, so that means Shimon is the Morekame. Shimon is the Murzek. And if he's the Morekame, if he's the Murzek, so we shouldn't be able to believe him on the basis of Mige, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because it's a Mige hate. It's to be made from the Murzek, from Shimon. Shimon is the Murzek. But in the case where Shimon doesn't know anything, and he's staying at Anishemo, so there, that's why he's Nemo. That's why it's Nemon, because of the Bori Shemo, together with Mige. But without Bori, if it would be Bori or Bori, then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that he's Nemon. If Shimon would be Tehe, so the Zin Shalobi also, And because Alto is on the orbit, so then even though Reuven would say so the Zushal of Vicho is Ukartio in Meno, then Reuven wouldn't be Nemor according to Rashi. So Teisa says that the Kudhalamin of Gemore assumed like Rashi that the only case where Rabbi Yeshua is Mani is only if Shimon is a Shemo, is a Tein times Shemo. But if Shimon would be Tein in times Bori, so then Reuven wouldn't be Nemor. So the Mele, the Gemore said, Hochanamu Nistab, because the Gemore said, Afil Tein Ram Damlir, Akon Kam Ram Lir, Hosom Lir Bori Mishem, Avohe Bil Bori Bori Loma. So the Gemore in the Kashi, the Karole by Karole, Ho Bori Bori, so the Gemore said that the Haramin was, Kim the Reiv Noishim Psuris Nisoeis, Iski Bori Mishem Adon. So now the Gemore is saying, Hochanamu Nistab, that in the case where she says Suan is a son and he says Almoran is a son, even though he is taking the time of Bori, but the Bori is a Bori Goa. The Bori is a Bori Goa. So Hanam is starting with the Bori Mishemodom. Will the Bori mount the Tori from the liberation? And Alpha got the Bori Mishemodom still, but since it's not Mamish Shemo. So he's made Rabbi Gamliel. Mishum Yilav Shemo Mamish. Minkom Aru made Rabbi Yeshua. He Avro Bishlei Nair Rabbi Gamliel. Be made Kleim Rafa Gav the Chibori Vishemo Dome. So in the Reishe of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Gamliel is also made in this case. That if there are no Eidim Shiyotis being Nume. So the Baal is Nemo. So why is Rabbi Gamliel made? Even though it is like Bori Mishemo, because the Bori is a Bori Gerua, and still, so Rabbi Gamliel is made it, that the Baal is Nemon, because it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's only Bori Gerua. So the Mele Rabbi Gamliel is made it, that the Baal is Nemon. Haim Tiktone, who made Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of Emor Haveres, or the Zushal of Vicho, he saw. The made Rabbi Yeshua, the Baha'i Bori Nemon. In other words, so there are two kinds of Bori Vishemo. There is the kind of Bori Vishemo in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh, where it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's just the Bori Gowa. So in that case of Bori Vishemo, so even Rabbi Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, and then in the other case, there's the case of the Seif of the Mishneh, where it is Mamesh Bori Vishemo, where it is Mamis Bori Mishemo, so then Rabbi Yeshua is made it to Rabbi Gamliel. So, the Haramin of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yeshua is only made it to Rabbi Gamliel in the case where Shimon is staying in Tani Shemo. But in the case where Shimon is staying in Tani Shemo, and he says to Reuven, you gathered it from my father, then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that Reuven is them. So Yavu Bishleim Ayer Ram Gamliel B'Meidei Koyim Rafa Gamliel B'Bori B'Shem Odome Meid Ram Gamliel D'Bar Nemon Haim B'Ktonei Meid Rabbi Yeshua D'Bari Bori Nemon D'Sawut L'Adel Taim D'Rabbi Yeshua Mishim Bori B'Shem O D'Zein Eteide Kili Pirei B'Kuntres V'Hashte Haru Meid Rabbi Yehuya O Meid Rabbi Yeshua Meid Nechor El O Yav Naruet. So according to this what the Bori is saying, if we say that in the case of Psua Nisasani V'Hu Emeler Komon Nisasich, so it's like Bori Vishemo, and still Rabbi Gamliel is made it, that the Baal is Nemor. Why? Because it's not Shemo Mamesh. So then we understand the parallelism in the Mishnah. In the Reishe, so Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that even though it is a Bori Vishemo, it has the semblance of a Bori Vishemo, since it's not Mamesh Vishemo, it's only Bori Gorua. So if Rabbi Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that the one who says, who is staying, it is Bori Gorua, is Nemo, because it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's not an actual Shemo, it's only Bori Gorua. So Rabbi Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that in the case of Bori Shemo, that is, does not involve an actual Shemo, a real Shemo, but only Bori Gorua, so then the Baal is Nemo. So Rabbi Gamliel is made it, in that case, to Rabbi Yeshua, that even though it has the semblance of Borei Shemo, but in view of the fact that it's not a real Shemo, it's only Borei Gaula, so in Mele, Rav Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Baal, who is staying in Borei Gaula, it's not an actual Shemo, so he's Nemo. Then, made Rabbi Yeshua is made it. In the case where there is an actual Borei Shemo, an actual Borei Shemo, and the Mige, so in that case, Rabbi Yeshua is made it to Rav Gamliel. But if we are going to say that the case of the Reish of the Mishneh is not to be considered as having a semblance of Borei Shemo, so what kind of parallelism is there between the Sefer and the Reish of the Mishneh? Vashta Rabbeinu Rav Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua Miriam. Eli Avra the Reish of the Borei Borei. Godel. Gleina Rav Gamliel be made. The Pshita Nechidi the Borei Borei. Britonic Rav Gamliel. Umay made. Vikor Omar, Mi Sabra Zarei Shekoi. That the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua in the Sefer is mining Ruben is because of Borei Shemo. No. The reason is why Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua in the Sefer is mining Ruben is not because of Borei Shemo. Even in the case of Borei Borei, because of Mige. Because it's a real Mige. The time with Rav Yeshua, Mishim Borei Shemo, a Mige Koye. And even in the case where Shimon will be taken, it is Borei. And Ruben will be taken, it is Borei. So he'll also be Nemon with the Mige. Why? Because it's a real Mige. The time of Rabbi Yeshua and Borei Shemo are Mige Koye. The time of Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Mige, Vinemon Apiru, Alotei, even if Shimon is staying in Tanis Borei, Va Pirkin Kame Koye. And even though in Pirkin Kame, so Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Mige, so it's only that Mige, because that Mige is not a good Mige, because the potential time, he doesn't have any more credibility than on the actual time. Mashenkin in this case, so there is a real Mige, so then Rabbi Yeshua relies on a real Mige, even if it's Borei or Borei. Hosom sheshochot ufanel. Pir is the kuntres, shu'tei en atchol erastich lenas. Vihoche, ein sheshochot ufanel, hod ein awotei. That's Rashi Shite. That Rabbi Yeshua is only made to Rabbi Gamliel in the case where Shimon is not taken, where Shimon doesn't know anything. But in the case where Shimon is sitting on his body, then Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on me. V'rimi foresh doch en ama ayre ba'alot teile. Ki dirash, v'och epegu she'os om she'os om fenech od arei v'psui, v'yichilei ma'apsu ani. K'moi, v'yichilei ma'apsu ani, k'mei v'she'os om fenech, she'yochovei ma'achayu, ולהוך בין מרס משחסן ונעשני, בין מרס וכסים תמידך בכו, ונהנה, הוך, אין שיר שוכל מפונחו, ונמון במיגה ויבוא יאומר, להויסו שלו ויחומד. קינדר יש נושים, so יש לי סייס, כי רק אין לי מי הווה, so תייס השיטי is, the cash of the more is, לרב בו, this is the Hilchim Momen Acharov, מה שאין כי אין לקום את השמואל, זה תהיה Hilchim Momen Acharov, so the more is, that's the cash, So even though Rav Noshim is suicide, but we cannot rely on Rav, so if there are no Eidim, she wants it to be Nume, so then she cannot collect Mosai. But it is Hashem says that the Kasha of Gemore is even a little bit Shmuel, because Shmuel says in Hilchim Momen Acharov, when the Rav is not coupled to the Cheskas, with Cheskes Aguf, Mashenkin here in this case we have both. We have Rov and Cheskes Aguf. And on the other side we have just Cheskes Momi. So even according to Shmuel we can be made Tzili Yad Amurze. On the basis of Rov and Cheskes Aguf. So the machleket between Teitzves and Hishemi is on the question as to whether, according to Shmuel, the Hilchim Momen Acharov, is it only on the basis of Rov Kredi? But suppose, on the basis of Rov, combined with Cheskes Aguf, then Shmuel is made that we go Pasa Rov and Cheskes Aguf, or there is a loche pavitz v'chaveo v'raya, we cannot be made Tzimila Murze, even if we have the combination of Rov and Cheskes Aguf together. So according to, on that point there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Yishev. Now the Gemara. Yim Yei Shevim Shiyotzes B'Nun. So then the Yishev is gave him a son. So the Gemara says, Kashe V'Dil Leichush Dil Mamad Kein Din B'Hai Gidin V'Gad. How can we let her be gave him a son on the basis of the fact that Twain testified that she was not a B'Nun, that's a riot, that she was Nisis and Sepsulo, but there can be Yichshul if we let her became Bet Mosayim. Now, the Mishneh obviously has reference to the case where the Isha doesn't produce the Ksuvah. Because if the Mishneh had reference to the case where the Isha produces the Ksuvah, so then there couldn't be any question. Let's take a look at the Ksuvah. What does the Ksuvah say? Oh, whether the Ksuvah says, Umayah Psalaychi, or the Ksuvah says, Umayah Amula Saychi. Now, why does she have to produce Aidin who testify with Yosef Ben Nume? We should look at Exuve. So obviously the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Isha doesn't produce Exuve. The Isha says, the Exuve is misplaced. I lost it. I don't have an Exuve. So then the Mishnah says, even though the Isha doesn't produce Exuve, and she says, she misplaced Exuve, but if she produces Aidin who testify that they saw that at the time of the wedding she was Yotzeh Ben Nume or Eshe Paruha, so then she can collect Mosayim. But how can Bez collect Mosayim for her on the basis of the Eidim? But she might collect twice. Right now she says that the Ksuvah she lost, but that doesn't mean that she lost it. Maybe she hid it somewhere, and now on the basis of the Eidim, so she'll collect the Messiah, then she'll go to another city and she'll produce the Ksuvah. So she'll produce the Ksuvah. Maybe she's lying, maybe she has the Ksuvah. So, and she'll produce the Ksuvah, and then, and there she won't even have to produce Aidin. So on the basis of the Ksuvah, so she'll collect twice. So how can Bezdin do such a thing that might involve a hefset for the Baal? So she'll collect twice. Now there is a machlekes in Gemara in Mura Basre. When a malve produces ishta, when a malve produces ishta, so he wants to collect. So of course it's a raya that the Levi didn't pay up yet, because she told me only my boy. So, suppose the Malve produces his star and he wants to collect, does the Levi have his schus to say, I'm not going to pay unless he surrenders the star? Because I don't want to pay. The Levi has his schus to say, I don't want to pay, and that if he doesn't, if the Malve will not surrender the star to me, I'll pay now, and he'll keep the shtar, and then he'll come a month later, he'll take me to another Bezdin that wouldn't know of what the proceeding that took place at this Bezdin, and then he'll lie, he never collected a debt, and he'll produce the shtar. So if he wants, so the Mandoma who says, in case in Shever, so the Levi has his chus to say, you want payment? You Malve, you want I should pay you? Fine, I'll pay you. But first, surrender the shtar. Surrender the shtar. And if the Malve says, no, I don't want to surrender the shtar. I don't want to surrender the shtar. You are afraid. You don't trust my integrity. You have no confidence in my integrity. Okay. So, you are entitled to protection. So, you can demand that I should give you a receipt, a shaver. Fine. That you can demand. But if I should give up the shtar, that's my property, the shtar. It belongs to him. I don't want to give up my shtar. It's my money. All right, it's not, the value of the paper is not so much. But after all, din puto ki di meo. So mele, the malve has a right to say, you pay me, and I'm not surrendering the shtar. That's my piece of paper. I want to keep that shtar. What do I use it for? I can use it for many things. I can lots of it with Hussein. It's my property. It's none of your business. What will I use it for? I can use it as a call for a bar. But that's my business. This is, the shtar is my property. And you have to pay me the debt. And you cannot demand as a condition preceding to the payment that I should surrender the shtar. Why should I give up my piece of paper? I have title on the piece of paper. I want to have that piece of paper because I want to show to people that I am, that I am a good person, that I lend money to people. So once I surrender the shtar, so I lose all the evidence and I will not, it will affect my credit. I want to keep that shtar, that's my property. But you are entitled to protection. Fine. So before you pay me the debt, I will sign a receipt to you. And you keep the receipt. But then the lawyer will say, you mean that I'll have the burden of keeping watching the receipt? Listen, in the course of years, many things can happen, and I cannot be sure that I'll be able to watch it. What do I do with the receipt? Suppose sometimes a child empties out all my drawers, and then he takes it out, and then an owl grabs it, and the sheet's lost. I don't want to be burdened by this task of watching the shaver, so I want, as a condition to payment, that you should surrender the shtar. Then I don't have to worry about anything. Once you surrender the shtar, I tear it out into many pieces, and then you cannot collect again. So that's the machlokes, whether kesvin shaver or ein kesvin shaver. So one mandoma says that kesvin shaver. In other words, the mandoma who says kesvin shaver. So the mandoma who says kesvin shaver. So he says that the leve cannot demand as a condition to payment that the malbesh.